How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're tuned in to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted. What I do on this podcast is I do a brand new audio episode every single day, brand new video Monday through Thursday, and basically it's just documenting my journey as an independent musician. The goal is to get to a brand new episode every single day for 366 days in a row. We're on episode 191. You guys want to know something crazy, by the way? I passed the halfway mark, and I didn't even know it. The halfway mark, I didn't know it because I guess I realized I don't really care about little stuff like that, but 366 divided by 2 is 183. So we way past the halfway mark. We're a week actually gone out from going halfway. I'm not even going to talk too much about that, but I think that makes me realize, damn, like I'm just now the type of person, like I feel like Kobe Bryant, job not done. You know, there was an interview he did, you know, obviously years ago. They were in the NBA finals. They were up 2-1. I don't even know who it was, who they were playing against. But they were up 2-1. They had just, so it was 1-1. They won game 3, and they were up 2-1. One of those interview people, whatever. They asked him at the press conference after the game, like, how do you feel? Are you super excited? Are you happy? Like, do you feel like really accomplished? He goes, no. Like, job not done. And they're like, yeah, but you're up 2-1. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, going into the whatever. And he's like, job done yet? Job not done. Like, it was that. And I be feeling like that all the time, man. And it's crazy. I want to talk to you guys about kind of, you know, tomorrow's episode. We're going to talk about celebrating your progress a little bit. And I'm actually a terrible example of it because I never celebrate my progress. I'm very bad at celebrating my progress, but I think it's necessary. But that's not going to be today's topic. It'll be tomorrow's. But today is kind of an alley-oop for that topic. Today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a weekly review. I'm going to start doing these more often. I think I'm going to do them every Sunday. So I'm actually recording this. Right now, it's 10:45 a.m., November 1st, and I'm going to put it out on November 1st. So I know usually I record the night before, but I'm changing it up on Sundays. I'm going to start doing weekly reviews where I'm going to review my week. And, you know, I think the format I'm going to go with for right now is what I accomplished, what I didn't accomplish, and what I learned. So now there's going to be weeks where I'm not going to have a what I didn't accomplish category, hopefully. But this week, there is, and I'm going to be honest with it, and I'm going to talk about it. So, you know, and I think I'll probably talk about the week ahead a little bit, but I mostly just want to review my week. So we are doing a weekly review for the week of October 26th to November 1st. Today is November 1st. So what I accomplished. So let's start with what I accomplished. So first off, you know, what I accomplished, and this is really like, I'm going to get nitty and gritty with you guys. And when I say nitty gritty, I mean, I'm getting in the details. Let me get a sip of tea real quick. Oh yeah. So I'm going to literally explain to you guys like what I do. I mean, you're going to get like a very like day-to-day basis on with me. I'm not going to go every single day, but one of the reasons that I'm like happy about this episode and this idea is I know there's people that I've looked up, that I look up to, right? I love guys like Andy Frisella, Ed Milet, Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone, Tim Grover, dudes like that are like dudes who have a big part in my life. You know, Gabe Schillinger of Legion Beats, I love that dude. And then we, obviously I love artists like Drake, Kevin Gates, Rod Wave, you know what I'm saying? Nip, RIP Nip, but you know, Nipsey Hussle, Kanye West, right? So the more exposure I can get to those people with whatever they want to say, the better. And the deeper I can understand those people, the better. So I want to start, you know, and I know this is kind of, so something that I've learned that John Lee Dumas does. And if you guys don't know who that is, he has a podcast called Entrepreneurs on Fire. He did like 1,000 episodes in a row for 1,000 days in a row. His podcast is one of the best entrepreneurship podcasts. It's a top rated podcast. he releases his revenue earnings, his revenue, I think revenue, net profit and expenses every month. And it's just like, it's cool that he's able to do that and that he's like that honest with people. And I'm like, you know what? I can't really release much of that information, the revenue stuff, but I can release what I do, you know, and maybe that'll give people sort of an insight on me as a person, and it'll give people insight on, I don't know, what I'm up to. And maybe you can look at what I do and you'll be like, oh, I need to start doing that. Or you could look at what I do and be like, you know, that sounds cool. That, I don't know. You know what I mean? And honestly, I'm gonna say one more thing before I start. I think the other thing too that I've learned, guys, is like, when I was young, I'm still pretty young. I'm 26. I'm about to be 27. But when I graduated college, I was 23. So from ages 23 to where I am now, it was, well, actually, it was basically 2018 and 2019. It was 2017, 2018, and 2019. For me, my whole purpose was I need to find a framework that works, that I can copy to the T that will give me results. I thought that that's what would work. You know what? I realize I don't think it works like that. And if it does, I want to find the person who made that work. Because for me, what works is looking at tons of other people's frameworks and what they do, and then pulling little pieces of it here and there and making my own framework, making my own blueprint, because I have my own sets of skills, my own sets of expertise, my own path that I'm doing. So I need to just take little gems from everybody and just make my own and stop trying to do what everybody else does. Stop trying to copy somebody's exact process and just do me. You know what I mean? So anyway, point being, that's kind of where I'm at, and I want to share with you kind of what I do, and I don't want to portray to you my, I don't really have an exact framework, and even if I did, I wouldn't want you to copy it because you need to do your own thing, but I will show you kind of how I organize my weeks, my days, and you'll be able to go from there. So, all right, one more sip of tea. All right, let's get started. So what I do is I have a little note. No, I have my notes app, and at the top, I just write 1026-111 power list. So I like to look at my week like that. Now, I sometimes used to use paper. I used to use like a calendar. I get so frustrated with paper calendars because most paper calendars don't work for exactly what I want. They're too expensive. It's just, why would I pay $30 for, it's so stupid. Then I was like, all right, let me just make my own from graph paper. I didn't like it. Pages were getting torn out. I would punch holes through the paper when I was writing. And I'm like, this is stupid. It's way too much work. You're limited to the piece of paper. Let's just do digital. So I'm just using my notes app. It's integrated from my phone and computer. So I just use my notes app. What I'll do is I'll put goals this week and I will put, you know, my little bullet points. Here's how I look at my goals for the week. Okay. Because my goals for the week, maybe I should be more strict on myself, but I'm not that strict on my goals for the week. I look at my goals for the week and I go, this is what I want to accomplish this week, ideally. But it's not likely. I don't always have to. Like, I don't look at my goals for the week and be like, I have to do these or I lose the week. You know, as some of you may or may not know, I use a system called the Power List every day, which I am very strict with. So if I miss a task on my Power List, I have to put, I lost the day. I don't do that with my week. It's too sensitive. There's too many variables. I don't do that. I just put, these are things that I know I want to accomplish. So, you know, this week I'll read it out to you. You know, I'm coming out with a new beat bundle, this month, actually November. I think I'm going to do it November 23rd. I want to say something like that. I might end up moving that back a couple of days. I don't remember what day I said, but yeah, I'm doing that. So for the beat bundle, I got to put together the funnel for it, the sales funnel, which means all the web pages. I got to put together like the emails. I'm working with some partner producers. So I decided, you know, I want to have standard operating procedures for those producers for like how I want them to send me beats. So for my goals for the week, it was finish the format of my funnel, plan out the marketing. Basically, I just wanted to see a 30,000 foot view of the marketing. Outline the email sequence emails. Then it was organize my finances. Once a month, I like to just look at my finances on WellsFargo.com. And I like to just kind of like write out I like to plan for the future. I like to be like, all right, in November, what are all my expenses going to be? What's all my revenue going to be? Does this look like it's good to me or not? Basically, that's what I do. It I do it at the end of the beginning of the month and the end of the month, and then every few days I look at my bank account and say, what's going on here? You know, that's just a good way for you to stay organized. It's not about being obsessed with money. It's just about, like, you just need to know. You should know what's going on with your money. And for me, the biggest reasons in my life when I had the toughest, when I had the toughest financial situations in my life was when I was not paying attention to my finances. When I was paying attention to my finances and I was very, like, in it to win it and I was looking at it, that's when I was more motivated to do things that were revenue generating activities and I would make more money. And it wasn't a coincidence. It switched my brain. So I did that, organized my finances, send the SOPs, Standard Operating Procedures, to Partner Producers podcast every day. Then it was read every day and meditate every day. So the things that I accomplished, I did everything. I did everything except read and meditate every day. I did read a couple of days. I did meditate like one of the days, but I didn't read and meditate every single day. Do I look at my week and go, I lost the week? No, I don't say that, because I won Monday to, oh, I lost Wednesday. Wow. I won Monday, I won Tuesday, lost Wednesday, won Thursday, won Friday, lost yesterday. Hopefully I win today. You know what I mean? I think I'm going to win today. Not hopefully. Fuck that. I'm going to win today. So what I did accomplish was, you know, finish my funnel formatting wise, plan the marketing, outline the email sequence, organize finances, sent the SOP to my partner producers, podcasted every day. I did not read, did not meditate. All right. Boom. I would say, you know, I'll share this, like, a major win that I had. I was super excited. I'm working with a new coaching client, which I'm really, 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 really excited about. I will talk more about him and our stuff after we work together, but I'm really juiced about that. So I got a new coaching client. Love getting new coaching clients because it's a new person to work with. It's a new project to tackle. It's kind of like, I feel like it's a new person that I get to work with and help them with their marketing and branding. He's an artist, he's a rapper, but he's super serious about digital marketing. He's like basically perfectly ideal client for me, and I'm really excited to work with him. So that's that. Those are the things that I did and did not accomplish. Now, what I learned this week, I had a great week of learning. This is stuff I already kind of knew, but at the same time, it was a new learning process. I learned about communicating effectively. Okay. So here's how this is going, right? I currently have, you know, new team members. I have a new team member. Okay. I have a manager I work with. Her name's Robin. She's my manager. She's amazing. We love Robin. And she's been helping me with, you know, what Robin does. I have a lot of stuff going on. I'm a rapper, meaning I have songs and I'm building a brand as a musician. But I also am a producer where I sell beat bundles. You know, I do that. I do mixing, mastering, stuff like that. I run recording sessions, all that. And then I also have, I'm a coach. I coach artists and producers. I would say those are three separate things, right? So what Robin does is Robin is managing the artist side of things. So what does that mean? What does she do? So Robin is basically, we're coming up with a strategy for how I'm going to release singles in 2021. I'm not going to get into it too much right now. You know, and to be honest with you, it's sort of like a private strategy that I actually reserve telling my coaching clients that. I don't really like to publicly say this is my exact strategy before I actually do it, because I haven't done it yet, because it's not 2021 and we don't have anything figured out. But why am I telling you this? Well, because I learned about communicating. I feel like me and Robin are communicating on a really great level. We have systems in place. We do weekly roundups. So every Friday we'll talk for an hour to an hour and a half just about, hey, what did we do this week? How did it go with setting things up and learning? So when building a team, first of all, communicating effectively is super crucial. Now, how do you communicate effectively? I would say step one to communicating effectively is just communicating as often as you need to communicate. Sometimes you need to communicate a lot. Sometimes you don't need to communicate that much. I personally don't feel like me and Robin have to communicate extremely often. We communicate once, twice a week. We'll do our weekly roundups. Sometimes we'll send each other Voxer messages or texts, but I mean, it's like we're not every day checking in. Like, we're not doing that. Should we? Maybe, but I don't think we need to right now, and I don't want to overwhelm her. I don't need to do that. I think we're good to go where we're at. We have momentum with what we're doing. That's all we need. But I would say this. When building a team, you should only – this is my personal belief, but it depends on where you are. But this is where I'm at. When building a team, you should only hire people to do very specialized, specific things and be clear with your instructions and how you train them on how you want the job done. I could give Robin a million different things to do, and I could make it so, you know, you kind of do a little bit of everything. But – that's not really what's going on. She is handling one thing. She's handling one aspect. Within that one aspect, she has a lot of tasks, but she's handling one aspect of my business, me as an artist. That's it. She's not managing me as a producer. She's not managing me getting coaching clients and booking calls. She's not doing that. All she's doing is she is handling the artist side of things for me. That's it. And she's handling the business side. She's not linking me with producers. We're not booking tours because there are no tours. That's it. She's just handling. We are handling the first task we have to do is we need to get a handle on the release strategy. That's it. Point blank. Got it? That's all we have to do. So, you know, that's the way things go. I don't think that you need to. Now, if you have a partner, like if you have a business partner, I think stuff's a little bit different. I think that when you have a business partner, you and that person kind of have to accept the fact that you're both going to do a lot of different tasks when you're both building from the ground up. That's not what this relationship is. This relationship is we are working together, but Robin is kind of working for me. I can't sit here and be like, I'm Robin's boss. I'm not her fucking boss. I'm the artist. She's helping me, but I'm instructing her with like, yo, Robin, like, this is what we need to do. Like, I'm kind of setting the direction in a way, and she's also helping set the direction, but we're not business partners. Like, we wouldn't say that, right? We're not at that point. And that's that difference between, does somebody work for you or is this a business partner, right? Now, you have to think about this. If somebody works for you that doesn't do something you want them to do, it's completely on you. Even though they're the ones who took the action, the repercussions fall on you. That is not related to Robin. We're literally solid. There's nothing like really at all going wrong, like at all. Yeah, we haven't had, actually, we kind of had a little tiny slip up in a way, but I didn't even lose sleep over it. But what happened was we wanted to do Spotify playlisting. We wanted to get on Spotify playlists. We ended up finding one that we thought was really good. We paid for it. And then I realized it was actually fake. It was just robots. It was bots. But it's like, I don't look at that and blame Robin and be like, Robin, you screwed up. It really wasn't that. It wasn't. It was more of like, well, why didn't I do the research? Like, why didn't I dive deeper into it? Plus, it wasn't even a big deal. It really wasn't a big deal at all, you know? And so I don't look at that and go, you know, we did something. I don't even look at that and think we did anything wrong. It was just like, whatever. Like, it is what it is. It was definitely like a mistake, but it wasn't like a big mistake. It really wasn't a big deal. But at the end of the day, I could have blamed Robin. I could have been like, Robin, that was all your fault. First of all, it's stupid because it wasn't a big deal, but you know, I told you guys about this. There was an episode where I talked about, like, I screwed up with this clothing release. Like, this was one of my biggest learning lessons and to show how bad of a leader I was. We wanted to do these clothing release. We did these hoodies. There was 50 hoodies. We wanted 25 black and 25 gray. The order, we didn't even pick it up. It was 2 weeks late. We were like, we didn't know what was going on. And they all ended up being gray. I hated the way they looked. I only wanted black, but my team wanted some gray. And like, if you objectively look at it, you could say it wasn't my fault because it was somebody else's responsibility to do all that communication. But the repercussions landed on me. And I look at that and go, that was totally my fault. Like, no question about it. It was my fault because I'm the one who lost money. So when you are invested in something, and if the repercussions fall on you, you have to take full responsibility. So even, and that is, you know, kind of to wrap this episode up, that right there is one of the biggest lessons that I've learned being an entrepreneur, is really understanding that if you can't even take responsibility for your own time and your own finances, for example, like I used to be not very good with money, but I'm getting way better. Like if you can't take responsibility for your own time and you can't take responsibility for your own money, how can you expect to run a business? How can you expect to manage people? How can you expect for those people to take you seriously? And how can you expect to manage other human beings? So to me, what I learned this week was I learned the lesson of communicating effectively this week because I was communicating effectively. Because Robin and I have been communicating so well to each other that I learned from a win. You know, that's why I'm a big promoter of winning, not like, why would you try to lose? You shouldn't try to lose. You can learn from a loss, but I personally think you can learn a lot from winning. I look back at the week and reflect and I go, damn, dude, I communicated really effectively with Robin. We had a great week successfully. We did exactly what we needed to do and we got the job done for this week. And it brought us closer to our goals. So do you feel what I'm saying? Because I communicated effectively. So, you know, but the thing is, I'm very, like, Robin is really clear on what she's doing. And I'm really clear with Robin on what she needs to do. And I'm very clear with myself on what I need to do. If you are not, so I would say that the three steps to actually working well with other people. Number one, you got to know your why. You got to explain the goals to them and you have to get an emotional response to the why. So for me, like, we know our goal, like we know what we're trying to do. And I explained to Robin the bigger picture of what we can really accomplish. I said, Robin, look, you doing what you're doing for me is awesome because I'm going to be, if this ends up working, I'm going to be a legitimate artist and I'm going to make a full-time income as an artist. I said, but look at this bigger picture. I'm building a business as a music producer. I have an email list of rappers and I'm coaching artists. If we make this work for me, we could build an agency where we provide a done-for-you service for artists, where we build their systems for us, for them, and we get paid. She's like, oh shit, like I didn't think of that. I was like, yeah, like that's something like we should be considering, but we got to get it done for me first. So if 2021, we prove that we actually have a strategy to grow, we can start getting paid bigger money and split the money. So that gets Robin more excited for what we can do. So that's number one is, understand the goals that you want to do. Understand the goals that you want to do and tie some kind of emotional reaction to it. So that's step one. Step two is communicate extremely effectively with the person you're working with or who's working for you and say, here's what I need you to do specifically, because if you get this done, this will help us get to those goals we had just spoken about. I did that very well with Robin, the communicate effectively. And then number three is the actual taking action. Both people need to take action. So you got to just take responsibility for what you need to do. If the other person doesn't meet the expectations, you got to look back at them and be like, well, why didn't you? Now, I got really lucky. Robin is a super dope team member. And she's like, I don't need to like worry about her not getting shit done. Like that's not how Robin works. Robin gets it done. And she's not like weird about it. She's not all, yeah, I did this, that, and this, and that. I was like, oh, you did it. She's like, yeah. But like, you know, I'll give you an example. Like sometimes it's not on you. Like I have partner producers that I work with who are, you know, hooking me up with some of their beats that I can use for my beat bundle. We do that all the time. We trade beats with each other. I texted, you know, three of my partner producers just, hey, you know, hey guys, like all separate. And I was like, hey, like, what's up, bro? Like how, what's the update on the beats for the beat bundle? You know, I kind of want to get it going in the next 2 weeks. Two of them were like, we're going to get it going. We're on schedule. We're good. And then one of them was just like, honestly gave me a really weird response and was just like, oh, I just feel not motivated because the beats aren't for me. Like, I'm not really that motivated to mix them. And I'm like, okay. And I just immediately, I'm still kind of mad to be honest with you, but I was like, okay. Like immediately in my head, I just was like, all right, cut him off from this project. He's not part of this project. That's all I needed. I'm not here to be a therapist. I'm not here to emotionally talk through anything. This is fucking business. You can't get the job done? Fine. At least we figured it out now before it's too late. I can make 5 beats of my own. It's not a big deal. It's 5 beats. I can make 5 bangers. He was like, well, I have 5 beats done, but they're okay. Do you feel like you're cool with accepting okay beats, or would you rather have really great beats? I was like, well, okay is never an option. So obviously, I don't even know why the fuck you'd ask me that. You should know me well enough to know that you shouldn't even ask me that. But whatever, fuck it. That's not my problem. I look at that situation. Am I a little bit upset? Yeah, but at the same time, not that bad, because I look at it and go, it's my business. It's my responsibility. Does that make sense? I communicated with him. He's not good at communicating. So I look at that and go, okay, a part of me says, yes, I need to take ownership, but I did that by communicating with him, and he communicated to me that he's not ready to fucking get the job done. So I look at that and go, great. So sometimes, guys, like, I do want you to take ownership, but don't put so much pressure on yourself to say everything is my fault, because it's not. It's truly not always your fault. If you have the wrong team member, or if you're working with the wrong partner, yes, it's your fault because you should work with better partners, but it's like you set an expectation. They said they were going to get the job done, then somehow they flip and flip-flop and change their mind. So it's like, that's not your fault. Your job is to pivot and work in a way where you can pivot and move. But you got to put yourself in a position where it won't. Now, if I had hit him up in 7 days, I'd be a little bit screwed. I'd have to push things back. I'd have to work things out, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Does this make sense? So I did the right thing, but I don't want you to look at everything. And it's like, it's always my fault. It kind of is always your fault, but you also have to set yourself up so that things don't blow up in your face. We're not trying to have things blow up in our face. We're trying to be successful. Does that make sense? So in that situation, that wasn't my fault that he got all up in his feelings and shit, and that he like isn't getting the job. That's not my fault. But me having to push my beat bundle back because he didn't get the job done, that would be my fault. But because I don't have to push it back, because I communicated effectively, it's not my fault. That's on him. You know, likely I'll never ask him to work with me again on that exact thing. I'll have him work with me on other stuff. He's done other things for me and stuff like that, so it's fine. But on that specific task, for me, the way I look at it is if I ask you to do a specific task and this kind of thing happens, I never ask you to do it again. That's just kind of how I am. I'll ask you to do other stuff, maybe, but you kind of take a page and you kind of take a step down in my perception of you in that regard. Not as a human being, you know what I mean? If Robin comes to me and is just like, dude, like, and like doesn't communicate effectively and then just kind of leaves me hanging and then just like screws me up, I'm gonna be like, well, okay, I gotta pivot. But that's just how things go. So you gotta know. So I learned that this week. This episode is way longer than I thought. I thought this episode would be like a 10-15 minute. It's actually 30. So that's great. So I'm happy about that. So hey, if you got value from the episode, leave a rating, leave a review, subscribe to this podcast. Listen, I'm putting out a new episode every single day. And I love that if you're just listening, that's great. I love that. But you know what would be really awesome is if you took an action to help the podcast grow. So if you're like on Spotify, go friggin' share it with somebody. But if you're like on the iTunes, if you're on the Apple podcast app, if you left a review, like a comment, and put 5 stars, like that helps the podcast grow. I want this podcast to be the number one music podcast. I want this to be the number one podcast in the music category. So the only way that's going to happen is if you help me grow. So if you do that, it really does go a long way. I know you think, oh, whatever, I'll just close this out. It's not a big deal. No, listen, it really does help me a lot. So if you leave those comments, all right? So go do that. Either way, I appreciate your attention. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Peace. I won't let you do me wrong. Put everything in